when there is a need, God will give us wisdom. And the Bible comments that the people in this world, sometimes they are wiser than the Son of God. It is true sometimes that if people are smart, they tend to rely on themselves, use their own wisdom to search God, and then God will forsake them. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. Lawrence, would you please read? 1 Corinthians 1:19. Verse 20, read out loud, please. God's wisdom is to make the person who are wise on earth become fool in the heavenly kingdom. Those who think they are not as smart yet humble themselves to the salvation of God, this is the wisest person on the universe. Sometimes I wonder why God calls himself a shepherd. Really, have you ever thought about this? I am a good shepherd. Why God don't call himself, I'm a good bird keeper, or dolphin trainer, or, you know, dog trainer? Why not? I think dog is smarter than sheep, right? Is it true? Dogs can sometimes perform. You ask him to sit down, he will sit down, right? Stand up, roll, he will roll, right? You can try this to sheep to see if it will do this for you, right? Sheep, sit down. I don't think he's going to listen to you. How about dove, birds? You will take the dove far away and free it, make it fly, always can find its home, right? How about the sheep? Can sheep find its way home? Sheep usually it won't find its way home. You bring it to the wilderness and it's like, meh, don't know where to go. It's quite a little bit stupider than even birds sometimes. Then why God call I'm a good shepherd? Call himself he's a good shepherd. Because even though sheep is not as smart as the other animals, they are very submissive. They are very submissive. So when we think about this, love, submissive, tenderness, actually, it's very precious in the eyes of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that what is the greatest gift according to Corinthians chapter 13? What is the greatest gift? Anybody? Huh? Love. Love is the greatest gift. Bible says that if you can speak even words of angels, but if you do not have love, you are nothing. If you can speak all kinds of mystery, but you do not have love, you know, you are like a King Kong stuff. You know, only Kong Kong Kong, nothing. You are nothing. Even you burn your body for other people, you do not have love, you are nothing. We are nothing. So love is most important, more important than gift. When you talk about smart, yes, you can be the smartest person in the whole world. Yeah, the best gift in the whole world. But if you do not have love, we are nobody. So then we can understand that, indeed, a nice guy is much more important than a wise guy. Maybe you heard me share this story with you. Three mother was washed their clothes at the river bend when in the old times, right? And three mothers are talking about their baby, right? Their kids, right? First mother says that, you know what, my kids, he's really a very good singer, you know? When he sings, right, he can sing like a bird, right? Huang Ying Zugu, very wonderful songs, right? The second mother was boasting that, you know, my kids really is a very good athlete. When he can flip like a monkey, you know? Many, Qingun, one Ho, Gun, one, no problem, right? The third mother did not say anything because his son cannot do anything. Very normal person, no special gift at all. Later on, the first mother's son came over, right? And oh, mother was very happy. Oh, come on, show, sing for your auntie, see? Sing how good you are. Oh, indeed he sing, huh? Who can sing? Oh, really beautiful song come out. Oh, yes, yes, everybody. Wonderful, wonderful songs. Everybody was happy. Then he left, right? Another son come over. Hey, son, like, show your acrobat, not acrobat, acrobat. Show your special skill to your aunties, right? Oh, he can really flip upward, forward, sideward, whatever word. And then, wow, really like a monkey. Wonderful, wonderful. Everybody clap your hands. The third son come over. Cannot do anything. Just bow his head, right? He cannot do anything. But when the mother is trying to go home, three mothers trying to go home, right? They all have to carry one bucket of water. The other hands have carried all kinds of wet clothing, very heavy. This third son cannot do anything, but he came over and took over all the heavy basket and the cloth and lowered his head, walking beside her, his mom, going home. Later on, they tried to ask a wise guy, a senior person who have wisdom, who is the best kids? Who is the best kids? What do you think? Who is the best kids? So it's indeed, sometimes this is a story, but recently I encountered a family. That family gave me a very strong impression. When I went to Hawaii, our brother has, one of our brother's family has funeral services. One grandmother died, and all his descendants come over, is about 100 some people, right? Including son and grandsons and great-grandsons. Grandma died. All his descendants, 100 some people joined it, right? And this grandmother actually have only, I think, four sons only. And his favorite son could be the number one. Two sons, right? Anyway, he had four children, about four children. His favorite could be the number one and the last one. He even give the number two away to other people, right? And this number two always feel like he was black sheep in the family. Nobody pay attention to him. Ignored, right? Do not enjoy the love of mother because when he was young, he was given away. But his brother, right? Very gifted person. He was a very famous singer in the whole world. He even sing in the Lincoln Center in New York. His mother was proud of him. Another son, also very gifted artist. Mother was proud of him, but the rest of kids, very normal, right? Very normal. But this number two, they don't believe in the law, in our church. But that kind of feeling is still there. He is always neglected. He is nobody, nothing. But when it comes to funeral services, one of his sons tried to remind this number two, because one of his sons is also a church member, right? He said, but father, look at the funeral services. Grandma have so many children, right? Whose children's family come the most? Almost show up. Everybody show up in the funeral services. And look at the other family. How many of their family members come to these funeral services? Right? You think you are ignored, but indeed, but your family have love over here. All your descendants, your family, your grandchildren, most of them are here. They show great love. Now, if grandma can be alive nowadays, she can join her own funeral service, probably her concept will be changed. Love is more important, or the gifted kids are more important. So, brother and sister, when I heard that story, right, it really made me really think, pause for a long time. Yes, to live in this world, what is most important? Let's try to be a nice guy all the time. Companion to our Lord Jesus Christ, even though we are not the smartest person in the whole world. This is a reflection concerning these two persons, Fusai and Ahithophel. Another lesson. Let's try to see 13. C13. We're going to talk about when David was on his way, running for his life. It was like he was in a critical moment in his life. is in time of emergency. In time of emergency. Now you will have time of emergency, right? You are going to study, you are going to have test this afternoon, right? When it comes to in time of emergency, sometimes you feel like people are a little bit selfish sometimes. Don't care, only care for their own needs. Once upon a time I was fishing in a charter boat. When I was, before I became a full-time minister, my hobby was fishing. I enjoy fishing. And when I first came out to fish, right, for some reason I was not very familiar with that pole, right? And the wire become entangled. When you go on a charter boat, the driver will, they have sonar system. They will take you to a place full of fishes, right? So timing is very important. As soon as the boat stop, you got to set your hook, and you know, immediately, and you know, then you are able to catch a lot of fish. But it happened that everybody was getting fish, but I had a problem with my fishing poles. At that time, I really, really need help, right? Because first time to use that. The brother was patient. He gave up his fishing and helped me to make the entangled lines straightened. But later on, when it's my turn, right, when he has problem, right, when I'm getting fishes, right, oh, but I'm, you know, some fish already got by, right? Oh, I was so excited, right? Oh, yeah, you have a problem? Oh, okay, please wait, huh? Please wait, huh? See, people, when you are excited on something, you have your own personal business. We tend to ignore other people. I also have a lot of thoughts, reflection concerning the SARS that I've seen recently. SARS is a serious issue that occurs in Taiwan. You can see a lot of selfish issues when you watch TV, right? At that time, there's a hospital called Peace Hospital. There's no peace in Peace Hospital, as a matter of fact. When the government pronounced that it will be isolated, right? And you watch the TV, the news report, you start to see that people start to jump off from the second floor. They want to run away from that quarantine places because they don't want to be locked up, right? They are risking other people's life by jumping themselves from second floor to the ground and run away. And some people, even though they know that they are very close to, so close to the SARS contaminated patient, they will sneak out and go back home to their hometown. They will go to take public transportation. So in that period of time, you can see the ugly side of human being. Human personality sometimes is very ugly, especially in time of emergency. We can see that Bible said David was a person after God's heart. It was indeed true. Even in time of emergency, he truly can consider other people's needs. Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 18 to 20. 2 Samuel 15, 18 to 20. Natia, would you please read? May kindness and faithfulness be with you. See, 600 people want to follow David, right? If I am David, I would be very happy. Oh, thank you very much, huh? But you take your own risk, huh? One day I may not be a king, huh? All your salary will be no salary to pay you, huh? Right? I may win bankruptcy, right? You are foreigners, right? They are like a foreign workers. If you play basketball, NBA, Dallas has a lot of foreign players, right? Or Sacramento also have a lot of foreigners, right? Those foreigners become free agent. They can go to any boss, right? Isn't it? If I'm David, I would think it this way, right? If they follow me, I got 600 hands to help me. If they follow Absalom. Later on, they might become my enemy, right? And this is their choice. They know their risk is. They know that I might give them double pay if I win the battle, but they might lose everything, even lose their life if I lost in a battle. This is the choices. But David never stand at his own point of view to think about his own issue. He think about them. Hey, but you guys just came yesterday, right? Why do you need to wander away with me? It's really not good to your benefit. It's not good to your benefit. Why don't you come? So David think for them. Even David blessed them after that. Brother and sister, the most touching story in the Bible is always a story like this. People has their own needs, but still they show concern to other people. This is so touching in the Bible. For example, you all learn the truth concerning Ruth, right? Ruth, if you are Ruth, you are young, you have futures, and your husband died already, are you willing to take good care of a widow who has no hope at all, cannot give you another husband? Are you going to ruin your life with this widow? But what Ruth says, what did Ruth say? Please do not push me away from you. I already determined, your country will be my country. Your God will be my God. Where you go, I will go with you. Where you die, I will die over there. Only death can separate us. See, when you read that story over and over again, you feel like to cry over and over again because you can see a young heart, a young woman full of great love. She has her own need, yet she still shows her concern for another beings, another poor individuals. When you read the Bible, when Jesus was on the cross, he was very painful for himself already. Whenever he took a breath, it's painful already. But at that time, he still showed concern to the strangers. Lord, please forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. All the touching stories in the Bible always have to do with that. I have a need, yet I concern your needs. And that touch not only men, that touch God greatly. And brother and sister, guess what? If one day in time of emergency, you show that kind of appreciation, you show that kind of love, you know what? People will even give more love in return. David, think about Ittai, those 600 people's future. But in return, these 600 people was touched, and they say something really touching too. Verse 21, Natia. Amen. So you can see that now their life is for David. You know what? If you read the story of David, you have read so much already. You notice that all the soldiers rather die for him. Almost every soldier. King David's kingdom, you draw the map, right? His territory almost reached the promise of Abraham's, the territory that God promised to Abraham, right? You know why he became a strong kingdom? Because he is always thinking about other people. No matter how little, how small they are, he is willing to die for those kind of people. Always think of them. If a person can always put yourself on other shoes, you are going to have a lot of friends. Really, 肝胆相照, really willing to die for you. If you have so many friends that are willing to die for you, guess what? There's no difficulty will exist in your life because you are a person always consider other people's needs. I think this is a very important secret of David's kingdom. David did not run his country with wisdom. King Solomon is, I think. King Solomon has a lot of wisdom. David run his country with his heart. Always love, always show his concern. And he had one of the best kingdom in the histories, in his countries. So brothers and sisters, again, let's try to show this kind of love. It will really touch people, really touch people, especially in the church. I still remember when we come to the church, right? The most touching part is people do show their concern to us. I still remember when I was a student, I went to Taipei Church. And there was a lady over there, really, old sister over there, really touched my heart. Whenever I went to Taipei Church, she always asked me a question. Did you eat yet? Huh. Does this kind of lady shows up to you? She always asks this question, did you eat yet? And as a young man, we really don't care if we eat already, right? I mean, I'm a young man, eat or not eat, it's not a big issue. But she will make sure if I was reluctant to answer yes or no. And she knew that she will go to the kitchen. You know, it's like a Saturday afternoon, right? Sabbath afternoon. So I'll go to the kitchen and offer a bowl of rice, you know, chao fan, fried rice, and for me to eat, right? He will always take good care of the strangers to see if he eat it, the rice, or have an empty stomach to come to the church. And that kind of stuff really still, even though she passed away already, she's the church keeper, passed away already, but she's always in my mind dearly. Show concern to other people, especially when you are in need. Another point we can learn from David is that in time of difficulties, he can always focus his eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11. 16, verse 11 to 13. Winnie, would you please read? 16, 11 to 13.
Thirteen. So David and his men continued along the road while Shimei was going along the hillside opposite him, cursing as he went and throwing stones at him and showering him with dirt.
This is a very interesting story. When I look at this story, you can imagine, right? David have a group of people walking at the other side of maybe of the hills. And suddenly Shimei can brought up 1,000 people. Later on, you can see that. He was a rich person with some people following him, right? He could be at the other side of the hills. And what? The wind must be blown from that side to this side. Okay? The wind blow from that side to this side. Therefore, what did he do? He knows that David can kill him, right? So he keep a safe distance, right? But the distance is close enough. Therefore, he was able to throw stones, right? And when he cursed that, make sure David can hear the contents of the curse. And he will what? Use his feet or put up the dust, blow into the wind, right? Because the wind blows this way, right? So he can see that, this size, all the dusty wind, dust flow this way. You can see how awful David's size is. Everybody has a layer of dust and suffer from the stones. And at that time, Abishai was very angry, right? David, how can you let this dog, this dog insulted us. Just allow me to run over there and I will kill him just with one cut, right? Never to cut. I will pin him down to the ground. It was that kind of situation, right? If you were there, what would you do? Yeah, let's do it. This guy is too much, right? How can you do this, right? But this is not what David did, huh? Brother and sister, when you are in time of crisis, a lot of time, those who are there not to show their true feeling, sometimes people will hide their bitter feeling, bitter feeling. Because you are somebody, like you are a king, you are successful, people will swallow their bitter feeling. But when you are in difficulties, people will explore. People will try to curse you, try to take advantage of you. This is how things are sometimes. But whatever this kind of bitter feeling, actually, the contents of his curse is all wrong. What is curse? Anybody can read for us? 2 Samuel chapter 16, right? What is the content of his curse? verse 7 and 8. Winnie, would you please read?
7. As he cursed, Shimei said, get out, get
Let me ask you, does David really shed the blood of Saul? Huh? Is it true or false? False accusation or true accusation? Huh? False, right? This is a misunderstanding. How come you say that like he or Saul swam in it? I did nothing about anything about it. I even write a song for people to sing. Don't you sing that song? Right? How come you misunderstanding me? So a little time it will, these things will occur. You will make me feel very unfair, uncomfortable. Your love has been misunderstood. When you encounter that kind of situation, what is your response? A lot of time, people will respond differently. People will respond like a ball, you know. How do you do the basketball? People hit you, you what? You bounce back. A lot of people are like that, right? If I was there, I would pick up another stone. You make the mistakes that I did not say it that way. That. Probably people will do that way, right? But again, we shall not react as a ball. We shall react as a sandbag. What happened if you hit on sandbag? Huh? What happened if you hit on sandbag? Huh? Absorb the force, right? A lot of time we are like a ball. Hopefully most we can be like a sandbag. If our heart can be like a piece of ocean, huh? Can be like big ocean. If people throw a stone into the ocean, do you think it will make a very big difference? Not really, right? Because it is a big ocean. If our heart is very small, I think it will cause a lot of trouble. So it's important that in times like that, let's try to bear the shame. The other day we shared that we are Nazarite. A lot of time we had to forget about our dignity, our status, even sometimes dignity as a human being. Bear the shame for our Lord Jesus Christ. As a full-time minister, sometimes we feel like it is a very shameful after we give a sermon, right? Not shameful, very embarrassed. Because not all the time we will do a good job, right? Sometimes when we do a bad job, right, we feel so shame. We don't want to see people. At the very beginning, when I was full-time minister, when I did not do a good job, what I do is that I will go to a room and lock myself and dare not to greet brother and sister because I feel so shame, you know, waste brother and sister's time. That was my original response when I became a full-time minister. But later I learned that, you know, yeah, it's very shameful, it's very embarrassed. But hey, I did it for God, right? I did it for God, right? So the more shameful I feel like I should stand at the back and shake brother and sister's hand. I shall greet brothers and sisters. Let them feel like, how shall I explain that kind of feeling? Even though I feel shame, but still I can stand up and to greet people. You might have the same feeling sometimes. So it is something not to your expectation, but again, you can bear with it. You can bear with it. How can people bear the kind of shameful situation in terms of difficulties? Ecclesiastes chapter 14 teaches us seven. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 14 teaches us a truth. Can Paul, would you please read? Fourteen and a half. Finish, right? Amen. The Bible here tells us that in time of adversity, we shall consider. At this point of time, David was able to reflect back to his own life. Even the Benjamin will curse, even my son will curse me. Do not think about this Benjamin, right? Who is Benjamin? Benjamin is King Saul. He belonged to King Saul. King Saul is from the tribe of Benjamin. Yes, he said something wrong. He said something that I did not do. But I did something that he did not say. You know, I commit adultery, but Samuel did not know. Today, I run away from my kinship because the law is trying to punish me. The law says that, you know, I have to repay four times, right? And this is only part of the lesson. I commit something wrong, he did not know. Yet, he rebuked me something that he was not right. But still, he can reflect that something that he was wrong. Huh? So today, God may use some person to hurt us. The reason was wrong, yet we deserve it because we did some other things which is wrong. And we are able to suffer it because we beg God. We hope that because of that kind of suffering, the Lord can leave away our other mistakes, can forgive us. Just like the Lord's Prayer says that if we can forgive other people's, forgive our debts as we can forgive other people's. If we can forgive other people's debts, maybe the Lord can forgive us. With such kind of mentality, it's okay. Just hit me more, insult me more, because it is a chance for God to bless me. So even at this time, if people stab you or hurt you, maybe you want to thank him too. Because of your hurt, I might receive more blessing from the Lord. So brothers and sisters, I share this with you already. More love can cover a lot of iniquities. Again, the concept is not you cannot compensate iniquities, but because you have more love, you are more forgiven, we can earn the hearts of God. Therefore, we can receive more grace from the Lord of God. So, conclusion is that if people misunderstand you, can you bear with it? Can you bear it? Can you swallow it? And then you are able to receive more blessing from the Lord. How do you say Zobelin again? I heard a story concerning Charlie Chaplin. You know, he was a funny actor, right? Right? He made fun of many, many people and many things, right? Once upon a time, there was a competition to see who can imitate him, Charlie Chaplin, Zobelin, right? Who can do a best job to imitate him as a clown, as a xiaochou, right? And there are many people registered, right? And guess what? He also registered to compete. And then he win the third prize, right? He win the third prize. And when I heard that story, it's very interesting. When people are ridicule you, like make fun of you, right? Dare you to join that kind of fun, that kind of ridicule. If we truly put ourselves down, we are nobody, right? We can do that. Is that true? When I was in TTP, pastor shared us concerning the story of an elder in our church. The elder was a very loyal worker, but he was in charge of personnel issue. He make a lot of decisions sometimes. Therefore, sometimes, you know, because if you send people there and here, right, other people might have second opinion, right, concerning your decision. And that elder happened to stay in one room, and the other worker stayed in the other room. And the other worker was trying to say, the elder did not do a good job, and so on and so forth, right? Maybe started criticize the elders. The elder, what? If you are the elders, what will you do? You will go inside there and explain to them, and even scold them, because if this is a younger generation, and they deserve your scolding? The elder did not do that. He simply go there, agreed them, and then they left. And then this young man noticed that the elder overheard the criticism that I had, that they mentioned. Still, he was so calm. He listened to it, think about it, without any reaction. Even bless them and greet them. A lot of things, this kind of stuff, you might curse in your life, especially in time of emergency, are we able to have that kind of attitude? Our heart can be like an ocean. Third point, in time of emergency, what did David do? 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 30. 15:30. Shall we have Daniel? Daniel, to read for us. And 32.
When David arrived at the summit, he used to worship God. Hushai the archite was there to meet him, the drove corn and dust on his head.
Amen. In time of emergency, did David simply run away for his life alone? Where did he go? Anybody? Mount Oliver, right? Is it? Let me ask you another question. When Jesus, at the last day before Jesus was captured, where did Jesus go? Mount Oliver. Is it? Gethsemane is a part of in Mount Oliver. So you can see, these two figures go up to the same place, and these two figures pray as hard. Right? At that time, David, what? Barefooted, put dust on him, right? And crying to the Lord, Lord, heal me, right? It's very, very sincere attitude. So from over here, we can see that in time of emergency, it's not only run away for your life. It's to run to the mountain of God. It's not only in a hurry and, you know, put all your energies to solve your problem, but to come to the bosom of Jesus Christ, because in returning and rest, you shall have strength. So this teaches us a very important lesson. In time of emergency, you deal with the issue alone, or you come back to the mountain of God. And the attitude, I compare the sincerity and the attitude of prayer with Jesus Christ's prayer. Once upon a time, there was a brother comment that the Lord listened to the newly believer more than the old believers. Do you think it is true? He says that because newly baptized people are like newborn babies, right? If newborn baby cries, right, mother will pay attention to them immediately, right? If you cry, no matter how well you cry, your mother will ignore you, right? So he says that God listened to newly baptized more than old believers. Do you think it is true? Huh? I don't know how to comment this, but I know one thing. If anybody can pray as hard as David, he cried. All the people cry with him. Huh? He go up to the mountain and cry, barefooted. This kind of mentality, I believe the Lord will also answer us. Huh? So everybody can pray, but everybody might have different results. A lot of time you have to do with how do we pray? What kind of heart do we have? The other day I heard from a testimony from a sister, Sister Dean. She testified in Garden Grove Church. That's spiritual convocation. Once upon a time when she was praying, the Lord teach her a special lesson to teach her how to pray. Because he was praying for other people. Suddenly the Lord reminded her that when you pray for other people, you cannot pray, you know, just randomly or carelessly. Just, you know, think about their name and then you pass it. It is not like that. She said that you should pray just like your personal businesses and pray with sweat and with tears for that kind of person. And that will really help that people. After her testimony, right, at that time, Garland Grove Church has a demon-possessed lady coming in. Sister Dean did not belong to Garland Grove Church, right? She belonged to the other church, I guess. A worker had to phone her, hey, please come to help us pray. We have a demon-possessed person in the church, right? Well, on purposely, we arranged two sisters to kneel beside this possessed person. Because when this possessed person pray, right, she will, what? When we try to cast out demon, she do not have peace. She will hurt herself, right? and she will kick the podium, right? And when we cast out a demon, she will kneel, when she kneel down, right? She will kneel down and go closer to the piano and hide by the side of the piano. And it made me think about my birds. Because when I purchased my parakeet, I want to train my parakeet, right? I was not too nice to him because I don't have too much time to train him. So I always, the most efficient way to train the bird is that you exhaust the birds. Later on, the birds will listen to you, right? So I try to exhaust him, right? And he will try to fly away, right? Next time I try to catch him, right? He will hide himself under the sofa. And when I look at that lady, hide herself beside the piano, hey, my bird is like that. So she must be very scared, right? It is not her who is scared. She who was scared. It is the spirit inside her who was scared. Why did I mention that? Actually, let me make the story back. This sister really know how to pray for other people. What? How come her prayer is very effective? Because again, she received inspiration from the Lord concerning how shall you pray, with sweat, with tears, with heart, like King David. I think if everybody pray like that, you will receive answer. Does King David receive answer? The Bible tells us that after she prayed, right? Lord, please, Ahithophel was in among Absalom. He's the very, very smart person. Please ruin his counsel, right? After prayer, amen. And if his head up, who shows up? Huh? Whose side shows up, right? The answer immediately shows up. This is very amazing, isn't it? Very amazing, isn't it? You have an emergency, and you pray like that, you lift up your head, your answer is there. So, brother and sister, so let me make me believe. God's hand is not shortened. God's hand is not shortened. A lot of time, David was, he was not a newborn baby to me. He knew God from he was young, and he prayed like that, answer simply occurs. Do you have any experiences that you pray like that and your answer occurs immediately? Huh? Do you have any experiences like that? You pray something very hard, then you, amen, lift up your head. Ha, that is the answer. Like Abraham's servant, right? He also prayed very hard. Lord, please blessing my Abraham. Please give me a lady, right? Those lady who can feed my camels and give me waters, and you know, and this lady will be my master's wife. Amen. And lift up his head. Hey, Rebecca came over, right? That kind of stuff, right? So next time when you are, if you think it's time for you to get a wife, right? You pray very hard. You say, amen. Oh, that sister came over. Sounds like a joke, but a lot of time, it don't apply to your marriage, okay? Not necessary. But a lot of time, it is true. It is true. Especially in time of emergency. We are talking about time of emergency, right? Do you recall the story that Pastor Chow shared with us? The three deacons in Shanghai, they are surrounded by Japanese soldiers. Even though one of the deacons know how to speak Japanese, kill the Japanese guy. Hey, we are good guy, right? Please do not kill us. The Japanese guy already leave up their guns, right? Try to shoot already. They cannot do anything. They simply cry out to God, praying hallelujah, praying in tongue. Suddenly, officer heard that praying sound, and the officer come over. They are good guy. Drop your gun. Send them to Shanghai. Colony. How do you call it? 是, not colony. 租界, huh? The place that protected by foreigners, right? I do not know that kind of sphere of influences. Protect them to go to that kind of places. In time of emergency, if you truly pray, God will protect us. Again, you continue reading the story of David. There are so many wonderful things that he has done in his life. When I studied these books, right, I was deeply touched by this person. He was a human being. He has his own weaknesses. He don't seem like a superman to me. Superhuman has to me. But from his human nature, he manifested a lot of a lot of things that we can truly learn from. I cannot finish all my lecture notes, but please read it by yourself if you have time. If there are any grammar mistakes or word mistakes, please correct by them by yourself. For example, there are very interesting, people show me very interesting errors, mistakes. For example, right, page C19. C19, at number C, loving, the love in doing things, right? Talk about the mighty man as help David. Item number A, B, C, and I, right? I, it was not an order, it was a fish. It's not a fish, it was a wish, W-I-S-H. Something like this kind of mistakes sounds very funny, but please, hopefully you can understand what I mean. And correct by yourself and read it. I bet you can learn a lot from David. Let's pray in silence.